This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. We are celebrating 2 years of podcasting this week. On October 11th was the first day that I uploaded my first podcast episode and my intro, and that was the episode on boundaries, and I had no idea what was going to happen after that, if anyone was going to follow, if anyone was going to listen. And I remember how nervous I was to upload my first episode, but I was excited as well. So I did the intro, and right after I recorded the episode, and I was going to launch it like a couple of days after. But I was so like excited to upload it that I just did the intro and the first episode at the same time. And it's been such a hit. It's my number one episode, which I'm very proud of. I have not listened to any of my old podcasts. I never do. Like, once I upload it, I don't hear it again unless you guys remind me of something. And I just never imagined that I was gonna keep going, to be honest. Like, I was so committed to this journey and still am. And although there's been some bumps in the road, we're here. We've had some technical difficulties, but I also have started video podcasting here and there. And it's been such a challenge, but in a good way. It's made me learn so much and prove myself wrong that I actually am capable of learning stuff. Sometimes I don't give myself enough credit. So here I am giving myself credit for podcasting for 2 years strong. Yes, I've taken some breaks in between, but your girl needs breaks sometimes. And I just want to thank you guys so much for continuing to support me. And this journey has just been, I don't know, like, this is something that one day I'm going to talk about, like, oh, back in my day, I had a podcast. And I am so excited that I created this and it's all mine. But I also couldn't have done this without you guys. Thank you. Thank you a million times. I always say it and I'm never going to stop saying it, because without you guys, this wouldn't be what it is today. And I can't wait to see what the future holds, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, go listen. But it was an episode about giving our immigrant parents grace. So I decided to do this episode because I was just in my feels. And, you know, this is my experience. I am not telling you to do whatever I say. Like, that is not my intention. And one of my video clips went viral. And as much as there was positive, like, oh my God, thank you for the reminder, there was a lot of negative people in my comments, like fighting and arguing and calling me all kinds of names and stuff. And I tend to block those, but after a while, I just get tired of like reading like the negativity, so I don't pay attention to it. And thank you for everyone who actually went in there and was like, hey, this is her experience. She's not telling you that if your parents weren't good to you, to do all these things for them. And the thing is that when you put yourself on social media, people like one little clip and people think they know who you are and what you stand for and what your life was like. Like, I myself am the type of person that if I don't like something I see on social media, I don't go there, argue with people. Everyone's entitled to their own opinions. But like, some people, especially user 1456789, it's always the people with no profile pic. And here and there, there was some people like that I commented back and was like, hey, I'm telling you my experience. I'm sorry that you had a shitty experience growing up. And there was a couple people that apologized to me for coming at me after they seen more clips. And I think they started like following my story, or maybe they heard the episode. But like, one clip can really make people go cray. And it's just crazy to me how social media is, but I'm grateful because it also gained a lot of new follows, a lot of new listeners, and that's just the name of the game. When you're on social media, people will criticize you for everything, and it, you know, it's not for the weak. I usually don't respond to hate, but this week I had time. So I definitely responded to a lot of haters and it felt great. It felt great to get it out there. I have not been able to go to the gym in the mornings, but your girl has been going to the gym in the evenings. And why did no one tell me that all the hotties go in the evenings? Because there were so many good looking men and I fell in love a couple times, but there was this one guy on the treadmill next to me and I kind of wanted to shoot my shot. I haven't seen him since because I think that day I got out a little earlier from work. I think I got out like 4:30, but he was there and he finished his workout and I was going to shoot my shot. And I don't know, do girls shoot their shot nowadays? Because I feel like men are afraid to come up to you. But I'm gonna continue going. Maybe I'll meet the love of my life. I feel like I was telling my sister that when I dated like gym bros, although we spent a lot of time at the gym, I was in the best shape ever. So I'm looking for a gym zaddy around the ages of 33 and above. I don't know. Actually, the young men kind of been hitting lately. Just kidding. I don't know. I don't even know what I like anymore, you guys. But if you want to set me up with your primo, with your brother, with your friend, please send their cover letters to melina@unbreakablelatina.com. I am serious, you guys. I have so many listeners on here. There has to be at least somebody that has a hot brother or a hot cousin that is... I'm 5'7", so I prefer someone that's taller, someone with no kids. I know I'm asking for a lot, but I already did the kids thing and it didn't work out for me and I just can't seem to do it. And people are like, oh my God, you're getting older. You can't be so picky. I'm going to be picky. I'm going to be picky. I know what I want. I want someone that's hardworking, that supports my dreams, and I want to support their dreams, somebody with goals. So if you know somebody, send them my way, because dating apps are not it. I actually considered going on a speed dating thing, but then I chickened out. So this is me shooting my shot to the world. Anyways, before that got real personal, I'm just kidding. This podcast is totally me, authentically myself. And that's what I wanted to talk about on this week's episode. I wanted to talk about being unapologetically yourself. And for the longest time, I felt like I always hesitated to be myself. And I think it comes with age. It definitely comes with age. I am 33. And in my 20s, I always hesitated. And even as a teenager, to be my true self, I would only be my true self with my family. And with like my very close friends, but I was very like timid and I didn't want to speak my mind. I was afraid to talk to people. And now, like, although I'm still working on the shyness, I know, believe it or not, I'm a little shy sometimes. I definitely am the type of person that will tell you how it is. And sometimes it's not received the right way. But honestly, since I started doing that, I feel like I have been living my true best life. Because before, I used to be the type of person that are like, you know, like if I was with a group of friends and everybody wanted to go somewhere and I didn't want to go, I felt like if I say no, everyone's going to hate me. And now I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm going home. It was nice hanging out with you guys. Peace out. And everybody would be like, oh my God. Or like if we're out drinking and somebody wants to buy me a shot, I'm like, no, don't buy me one. Like, I don't want one. Don't peer pressure me. And they'll be like, no, we're still going to buy it. I'll be like, well, you're going to waste your money because I'm not going to drink it. And I just like, once you start living like your true self, life gets so much better. I do believe that many people pleasers struggle with this because I am a recovering people pleaser. So raise your hand if you're a people pleaser because you are not alone and it's not too late to change it up. And I'm not saying you have to change, but honestly, it's one of the best decisions I ever made. When I stopped caring what people thought about me, I stopped caring like if I would, not that I'm like ruthless, you know, like I still care about people's feelings, but I decided to put myself first and life has been great ever since. And I look back at how much I used to put up with and how I used to put my needs at the end of the list and everybody else's before me, and I was very unhappy. And the moment that I started putting myself first and I started just saying how I felt and just like not caring if people liked me, and I'm not everyone's cup of tea, I'll tell you that much. Like, I know that there's people that don't like me because I'm honest, because I don't sugarcoat stuff, but I can't pretend. One thing about me is I can't be fake. I'm very honest and I will tell it how it is. And sometimes I need time. I need time to like process things. And maybe I've also worked on the fact that I don't explode on people. I think about it. And then finally, like after thinking about it, then I express myself. So that's something that I've worked on and I'm very proud of, because it takes me some time to marinate sometimes because I'm an Aries. I'm just kidding. I don't believe in zodiac signs, but they say that we're fiery and I could be fiery sometimes. And sometimes I'm like, okay, not everyone's gonna receive it well. Like, I also think about others' feelings. And I think just as a human, you want to be liked. And when someone dislikes you, you kind of get your feelings hurt. But you can't give people that power. You have to like yourself and who you are and what you stand for. So ask yourself, what would happen if I stopped caring about what people thought about me? Think about it. If you're the type of person who's still a people pleaser, then this is for you, because I am a recovering people pleaser. And yes, I slip up sometimes. After finally realizing that I am living my life for myself and not for anyone else, I became happier. I became less worried about things I couldn't control. I realized that I was giving other people the control of my life, and I shouldn't, because it is my life to live. I also realized that I became braver. I got out of my comfort zone. I did things that I never thought I would do. I never thought you would catch me on social media doing a little skit or lip syncing something. Never did I think I would do that. And every time I do a video, I get more comfortable and I get more brave and I get more creative. When I stopped caring about what people thought, I discovered this whole side of me that I never thought that I was ever going to. I didn't consider myself a creative person. I honestly was pretty boring. And I knew I had it in me. Pero siempre tenía esa mentalidad, like that mentality of like, oh my God, what are people going to say? This 30-something-year-old is on social media. But I discovered this creative side of myself, and it's been awesome because I am authentically myself. And this, I've always been like this, but I was so afraid to show the world who I was. And now I'm like, I don't care. I'm still like not good at filming in public, but at home, girl, I'd be like putting out a whole production in my living room, breaking a sweat, doing those like trendy TikToks, and I have fun. I have so much fun. I crack myself up all the time. When you start being unapologetically yourself, you start living your life based on your own rules. You don't have to be a certain way. For example, I remember when I did jiu-jitsu, my mom was like, why are you going to do that? Eso no es para muchachas. Like, eso es para hombres. When I went snowboarding, ay, no te vas a quebrar una pierna and blah, blah, blah. So all this like stuff that I wanted to do, but I was always so afraid to do because people would scare me out of it, or they'd be like, hey, a lady shouldn't be doing this. And now I'm like, I don't care what no one thinks. I'm going to do what I want to do. Let go of what others want you to be and do whatever you want. Like, a lot of people always tell me también, oh, you're always traveling. You're doing this. Like, you're just spending money. You're not investing. You're not this. You don't know that about my life. You don't know what's in my savings. And if I want to blow my money and blow my vacation time, then I'm going to do it, because that job doesn't care about me. And the moment that I pass away or I leave that job, they're going to replace me. I know I've talked about this before. If you haven't listened to the episodes on friendship breakups, go listen to those. There's two. I don't remember what numbers they are, but just look up Unbreakable Latina, friendship breakups, part one and part two. So early in my 20s, I lost like my friend group that was like the friend group I grew up with from middle school to high school to college. And that was one big life-changing moment for me, because I remember thinking and hanging out with those people and being like, this is not the type of girl that I want to be. This is not the type of activities that I want to be doing. I don't want to be getting drunk every weekend. I don't want to be like taking care of drunk girls that are irresponsible and just doing dumb shit. Like, I was always a mom in the group. And when I removed myself from that friend group, I found like more friends that were more aligned with the type of life that I was living. Like, I still partied, but I was responsible. I got home at a good time and I wasn't like getting hammered. Like, I had my friends that I would watch movies with, and we'd go like to dinner and like cute stuff, you know, like I didn't want to be like a messy girl anymore, although I had my little party era. So when you start being like yourself, and the more the years go by, I know most of you guys are like in your early 20s, but every phase of your life, you're going to find new friends, you're going to lose some, and sometimes you're going to keep the same friends. But when you start being your true self, you're going to be attracting those friends that match your energy and that match who you are. Like right now, I am, what's that one meme that says, I am the spa friend, I am the dinner friend, I am not the clubbing friend. That's me. And those are the people that I like to hang out with. Like I like my homegirls that I have right now. We could go out, we could have a good time. But the next day we could go like to a nice like dinner and just go home early. These are the type of friends that you attract when you start living yourself. You're going to find common people, because when you're pretending to be in this big friend group that likes to party and club all the time, and that's not you, like your true self, you're like, ay, que hueva ir al club. You're going to find those friends. And sometimes I feel like some people are so afraid to be themselves because they're going to lose their friends. And that shit is scary. I'm not saying it's not scary, it's not hard. I'm not telling you to ditch all your friends. But when you start being yourself, like some people don't align with you anymore. And that's fine. Like I've learned to accept that not all my friends are going to be forever. And I'm going to appreciate while I have them. But sometimes you grow out of friendships, or sometimes they just don't align with you anymore. When you start living your unapologetic self, you no longer try to impress anybody else. You just try to impress yourself. You do what you want, you feel happier, and everything is for yourself and it's for what you feel inside. You want to become the best version for you, not for a boyfriend, not for a girlfriend, not for a friend. It's all for you. And you stop waiting on people to make you feel validated, and you just validate yourself. And you also have a better chance of being successful in whatever you're passionate about, because this is like the passion unlocks. When I started being unapologetically me and just keeping this podcast going and just being authentic, is when I grew a true passion for podcasting and a true passion for just sharing my thoughts and my opinions. I never thought that me sharing stuff would help other people connect or relate or make new friends. And I've gained so many friends because of this podcast. I wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have the connections that I have. It also becomes harder for people to bring you down, because you know who you are and you know what you stand for, and ain't no one gonna bring you down. That's one thing that I have noticed, that it takes a lot for people to bring me down now, because I know my value, I know who I am, I know what I stand for. So when people try to bring me down, I laugh about it. Recently, I connected with someone that I shouldn't have, and they were basically telling me like, oh, you've changed so much, like you used to be like this. And I'm like, yeah, thank you so much for noticing. I don't put up with shit anymore. And sometimes life tests you and people from your past come back for, you know, like to remind you that you moved past that and that no one is allowed to bring you down because you're a different version of yourself now. And the most important thing is that you're liberated. You're liberated from pretending to be someone you're not, from people pleasing, and you take that weight off your shoulders of what are people going to say about me if I say that. You don't feel bad if you make bad choices, and you start making your own decisions without talking to people. You don't have to have everyone's opinion. I used to be so, I'm still working on that. I'm not like perfect, but like I would tell my mom like, oh, what do you think I should do? I would tell my friend, what do you think I should do? I would tell my sister, what do you think I should do? And now I'm just like, I'm gonna do this. And if I fuck up, then that's on me. And if I do good, then that's on me too. And when you realize that it's nobody's business but your own of what decisions you're making, it's such a liberating feeling. Life is already stressful enough for you to add the stress of worrying about what are people going to think if I wear this, or what are people going to think if I put this video up, or if I say this, or if I tell them how I truly feel. Don't let others dictate your emotions, your beliefs, your thoughts, your decision. This is your life. We only have one life to live. Life is short. So live it unapologetically yourself. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on TikTok and Instagram. Subscribe on YouTube. And thank you guys so much. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
We'll be right back.